Tech giants Facebook and Apple recently made big headlines not for some new gadget or app, but by adding egg freezing to their list of employee benefits. The companies say they'll now pay for female employees to undergo a procedure to harvest and freeze their eggs for future reproductive use. The announcement, as you probably heard, has been controversial here in the U.S., but in Israel, egg freezing, like many other reproductive technologies, isn't so controversial. That's according to Dr. Carmel Shalev. She heads the Department of Reproduction and Society at Haifa University.
Egg freezing in Israel is covered by national health insurance where there is medical indication. The medical indication is usually for cancer patients. Men for many, many years have been freezing sperm if they're undergoing treatment for cancer. So the idea was we can do this with women too. So now there's a technology that supposedly gives you a technological fix for the predicament of somebody who's undergoing cancer treatment.
Israeli policy thinks a lot about these reproductive issues, but science-wise, technology-wise, Israel's also been long at the forefront of the reproductive revolution, whether we're talking egg freezing or in vitro fertilization or IVF. Why do you think Israel's gotten so ahead of the curve on this?
There are many reasons that are all going to the history and the culture. The centrality of the family in the Jewish social life, the vision of Zionism, of modernity and a technological society where medicine is the epitome of science brought home to the individuals and an image of progress. The shadow of the Holocaust that's hovering over us. There are lots and lots of reasons, and Israel is also a very technological society. We don't just invent high tech, we also consume technology very avidly. So this goes for everything, including medical technology.
I mean, based on your own conversations with female friends, your own experience, how is reproductive technology, how are these technologies viewed among Israeli women? Is it women taking control of their reproductive health, or are they feeling pressure?
I personally see patterns of abuse when, for example, women undergo 20 or 30 cycles of IVF treatment. This would never happen in other parts of the world because at a certain point in other parts of the world, it's out of pocket. And in Israel, everything is publicly funded. So women are apt to undergo numerous cycles of intervention without actually getting a child. And the doctors who are treating them will tell them, well, the 11th cycle is the same as the 12th cycle in terms of your chances of success. So we do know of unusual cases, and they are celebrated in the press as the miracles of medicine. But from my view as a social critic, it seems to me that this is abusive. It seems to me that we're losing touch with our own nature. That medical intervention in order to make a baby has just become a standard thing that you do, like you go and you buy the latest model Ferrari, the same way you go and you get the best technology and the most perfect baby from the doctors. Is this going to be the standard, like in the film Gattaca, where having babies by sex is considered very primitive?
How do you reconcile doing things the natural way with a pursuit of equality for women in the workplace? Because I think that's how this egg freezing thing is kind of being, let's say, sold.
Equality for women in the workplace requires that the workplace be parent friendly, regardless of whether it's a woman or a man. So I think that the workplace needs reform. And I don't think it's a problem with women's bodies. I think it's the workplace that needs to be reformed.
Dr. Carmel Shalev, Director of the Department of Reproduction and Society at Haifa University. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Before we take a break, I want to tell you about a Facebook chat we're having right now. It has to do with this comment, infamously uttered by Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella earlier this month.
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along. Because that's good karma. It'll come back.
Well, it has come back, sorta. The outcry over Nadella's comments led Seattle University professor Sonora Jha to write an op-ed piece about gender pay discrepancy. We spoke to her about it last week.
I'm always grateful when people like Satya Nadella put their foot in their mouth in this way. These are dangerous notions to think that he's not been exposed to what women go through in the workplace and he can be in that position is quite telling.
So now we want to hear from you. Sonora Jha is joining us on The World's Facebook page to talk about what's next for women in the workplace. Head to facebook.com/PRTheWorld and join in.